Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hello, my name is Luisa. I'm a translation student at IBUS UNESP, and this is the Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast Project. What I wanted to talk about today is a topic that has been on my mind since the first few months of quarantine, and that probably brings a lot of frustration to many people since it affects all of us in different degrees, which is the economic impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had. Many small businesses had to close due to quarantine, lockdowns, and social distancing, while others, like schools, were forced to try to operate remotely, which caused significant reductions in income, a rise in unemployment, and shortages of resources, medical supplies, food, and other needs. Between April and June of 2020, the International Labour Organization estimated that an equivalent of 400 million full-time jobs were lost across the world. An income earned by workers globally fell 10% in the first 9 months of 2020, equivalent to a loss of over $3.5 trillion, meaning that the pandemic has caused the largest global recession in history. According to the monthly national household sample survey by IBGE, the unemployment rate in Brazil grew from 12.4% to 13.1%, affecting 12.3 million people in July. Therefore, the employed population in Brazil dropped to 81.5 million workers, and 19.8 million of them were temporarily away from work. From this amount, 16.2 million people were away due to the pandemics, and 9.3 million of them were not being remunerated at all. In order to help the population to face this crisis and to lower the poverty level in Brazil, which had hit 25% of the population during the pandemics, the federal government has been providing an emergency aid of R$600 per month to informal workers, individual micro-entrepreneurs, self-employed and unemployed people. Although the emergency aid would have reached 42% of the Brazilian households, as a comparison, the Bolsa Família program family grant only reaches 19%, there have been many people whose access to the emergency aid was denied or remained in analysis, even though they knew that they were in the criteria to receive it. And afterwards, only 10% of the 1.3 million people who had their emergency aid denied could get it back, according to the Ministry of Citizenship. Meanwhile, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos saw his wealth increase by an estimated of $74 billion so far this year. A report by the Swiss bank UBS found that billionaires all over the world increased their wealth by more than a quarter, 27.5%, at the height of the crisis from April to July of 2020. Apart from their immense investing and purchasing power, billionaires have had government resources in addition to their own resources to profit during the economic instabilities. So I have to ask, why do our governments try to make it more difficult for people to have access to the emergency aid, but try to cut costs from essential services like education and health, but forgive the debts of banks, churches, and corporations? If we want the relationship between wealth and income inequality to ever change, drastic measures must be taken.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PODIBILSI, PAPERP, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.